attacked. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police in Kyiv, Ukraine say at least five people are dead and at least 12 others wounded from Russian missile strikes Monday. Other cities were hit as well. This comes hours after Russian President Putin called Saturday's truck bomb explosion on the bridge connecting Crimea to Russia a terrorist act devised by Ukrainian special services. That explosion damaged a key supply line for Russia. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby tells ABC's This Week that Russian President Putin could end the conflict by withdrawing Russian forces from Ukraine.
Mr. Putin started this war, and Mr. Putin could end it today simply by moving his troops out of the country. He's the one who chose to start this conflict. Again, he can choose to end it. And the president was talking about finding a way to end this war, which we all want to do. We all want to see this war end. It's gone on way too long.
With the midterm elections fast approaching, crime appears to be a key topic with voters. Fox's Charles Watson has the details.
Crime appears to be resonating with voters, according to the latest poll from Monmouth University. Republicans believe they have a winning message in terms of rising crime and how it should be tackled. Georgia incumbent Governor Brian Kemp has made it a key issue in the governor's race against Democrat Stacey Abrams. Kemp has criticized his opponent for calls to, quote, defund the police, while highlighting the task force he created as governor to target street racing and violent crime in cities like Atlanta, where only burglaries and shoplifting are currently up compared to a year ago. But Abrams says the governor has done more to contribute to the crime crisis, pointing to his open carry law.
North Korea confirming its recent missile launches were tests of its tactical battlefield nuclear weapons designed to wipe out possible South Korean and U.S. targets. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Disgraced former movie producer Harvey Weinstein's sexual assault trial in Los Angeles starting Monday. Fox's Kristen Goodwin has more.
Jury selection begins in the Los Angeles trial for Harvey Weinstein. The 70-year-old faces 11 felony charges, including rape and sexual battery by restraint against five women between 2004 and 2013, already serving a 23-year sentence after being found guilty in 2020 of rape and sexual assault in New York. If convicted, Weinstein, who has pleaded not guilty to all charges, could be sentenced to an additional 140 years. Nearly 90 women have accused the former Hollywood producer of harassment or assault.
Today marks the federal holiday, Columbus Day. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Last year, President Biden became the first U.S. president to acknowledge the day as Indigenous Peoples Day, after several cities and counties and states had already done so. This year, he signed a proclamation noting the day, saying Indigenous people serve in the armed forces at a higher rate than any other group, and that their challenges force us to confront our past and do better. While historically the day is Columbus Day, in the past several years, more states have opted to recognize Indigenous Peoples Day or both. Many schools and banks are closed, and the day is a holiday for federal offices, as well as the Postal Service.
Tonight is Monday Night Football.
After a surprising loss to the lowly Colts, Kansas City bounced back with an impressive 41-31 win over the Bucs last week to move to 3-1 on the season. Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes is putting up his usual MVP caliber numbers with 11 touchdown passes and just two interceptions. Las Vegas, meanwhile, opened the season with three straight close losses before finally picking up its first win last week against Denver. Despite acquiring star wideout Devontae Adams, the Raiders Raiders offense hasn't clicked yet, with quarterback Derek Carr throwing four picks in the team's first four games.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.